You're listening to SBS News. On May the 18th, Australians will choose 151 MPs to represent them in the lower house, the House of Representatives. The coalition currently holds 74 seats and Labor 69, but a redrawing of the electoral boundaries means the coalition starts with a notional 73 seats and Labor 72. On polling day, voters receive two ballot papers, with House of Representatives voting on the green ballot paper and Senate voting on the much larger white ballot paper. Evan Eakin-Smith from the Australian Electoral Commission says voters need to number every box on the green ballot paper by placing a number one in the box next to their most preferred candidate and then numbering the rest of the boxes in ascending order, finishing with their least preferred candidate.
House of Representatives voting is done on the green ballot paper, and you have to number every single box on that ballot paper for your vote to count.
Dr. Peter Chen from the University of Sydney says population growth has resulted in the creation of additional House of Representatives seats, with 151 seats subject to election this time.
The House of Representatives are individual electorates, what we would call electoral divisions, are going to be represented by one person only, so only one person can win each of those seats. There's a great diversity of seats. So Durack, the electorate of Durack in Western Australia, is enormous. It has 1.6 million square kilometres of land, whereas Grangela here in Sydney is the smallest electorate. It's only 32 square kilometres.
Dr. Chen says the two major parties tend to fare better in House of Representatives elections than in Senate elections.
It tends to benefit slightly the major parties in terms of the absolute number of representatives that get elected. So we tend to see a more binary electoral campaign between the coalition and the Labor for control of the lower house. And because historically that's been the place where government is formed, we focus there also because the people who are likely to be Prime Minister, Bill Shorten for the Labor Party, Scott Morrison for the Coalition, are located in the lower house. Though we don't vote directly for our Prime Minister, they are just normal members of Parliament who tend to be then selected by their party to either become the Prime Minister or the Leader of the Opposition.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.